What do you think so far?
Very exciting. Everything is everything that I pictured it to be and more. I'm just all in all excited to be here, happy with the situation that I've fallen into.
What were your travel plans? You're coming all the way from California, right?
Yeah. After I got the call that they were going to draft me, I packed and I headed to the airport, and I got on the red eye, got here at 5 o'clock this morning.
Coffee drinker?
No. I might need to start it, though.
Who have you gotten a chance to meet with?
I met with Coach Fears, running back coach, numerous coaches. I met with Coach Belichick. And I've just, you know, just been shown around the facilities and everything like that.
What did you know about this place or the coaches before you got here? And what do you think now?
Right. Before coming from the West Coast, we don't really see the Patriots too much on TV. But, I mean, obviously their reputation speaks for itself, everything they've accomplished in the past years. So I knew I was coming into a very professional organization, if you will. And I knew that I was going to have to handle myself in such a way.
You're a track guy, is that right?
I ran in high school, and then I ran once in college.
What did you run, and how fast?
I ran the 1 and the 4x1, and I think the 1, my best time was 10.6 that season.
Stephen Ridley said yesterday that you guys kind of got to know each other through the process. What can you tell me about him? Tell us about him.
I mean, what I know from him, I've learned from off the field. I mean, just talking to him, just getting to know him in that way. I really don't know too much about him on the field. I mean, I've seen him play a couple times, watching LSU play. But other than that, you know, I know he's a nice guy, good guy, and I'm looking forward to playing with him.
Is there a lot of pride at Cal, watching Aaron Rodgers win the Super Bowl?
Oh, that definitely adds to it. But, I mean, being a running back from Cal, I think there's a lot of pride in that as well, because so many running backs from Cal have done well in the league. And I think that just speaks to the good job that Cal has done.
Being a Cali boy, are you looking forward to the cold winters we have up here in Boston?
Yeah, I'm going to get used to it. Never really lived anywhere other than California, so I'm actually excited to finally move out of California and be in a new place. Here, Boston's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you spent any time here before at all, or is it the first time?
Not in Boston, no. I've been in New York once. And then we played in Maryland 2 years ago. Those were my only two times on the East Coast.
Were you a big football fan growing up, and who did you root for?
Huge football fan. And I was always a 49ers fan growing up as a little kid. But now I'm a Patriots fan, so.
You know, there's a quarterback here who fit that same description.
Yeah, I heard about him. I watched the special that he had also on ESPN not too long ago. Yeah, it's kind of funny how it works out, though.
What did you think of that special?
I think it was great. I mean, I didn't know all that. It's just funny how things, you know, work out for themselves. But, I mean, he's a hard worker, and I'm looking very forward to working with him.
When you met with Coach Fears today, did you get a playbook? Did you sit down? Did you go to the board and discuss scheme? How did it go?
Well, because of the situation that the NFL's in, we weren't able to talk football at all. So the only thing we've really been talking about is just who I am as a person, my family, his family, just getting to know each other.
How long of a meeting was that?
Ooh, not too sure. A couple minutes here and there, then we walked around for a little bit. I couldn't really tell you the time, though.
So since you're not allowed here with no rookie camp, probably, or whatever, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to see what I can do to meet the other guys on the team, some guys that are in my area, maybe not in my area. I want to get to know the team. I want to get to know my teammates, and then just continue to prepare myself.
So you're just working out on your own?
Yeah, I've been working out on my own. It gets kind of lonely, so I'm probably going to try and contact some of the guys, see what I can do, get a workout partner going, just to get things rolling.
What do you know about the running backs here? And then looking into it, who does well, what kind of roles they have?
Right. I mean, yeah, I definitely know who the running backs here have been. Starting from Kevin Falk, I watched him growing up. Danny Woodhead and Ben Jarvis Greenhouse did a great job last year. And I know Sammy Morris is here, Fred Taylor also. I know the backs here are very successful, and they're, you know, and they showed on the field.
Shane, you talked about you possibly being the next Kevin Falk. Do you feel that way at all?
you know, whatever role they ask me to play, I'll be more than happy to do. I've always looked at myself to be a back that can do all things, and hopefully, you know, that fits the model.
What about off the field? Any interesting hobbies or things you do?
Nothing too interesting because, I mean, I do so much with football. I kind of just like to chill when I get home, play video games a lot. But other than that, nothing too much.
No long walks on the beach.
No, I'm not that California like, but not at all.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.